Blog Talk Radio.
On my backbone, don't talk on no track phone. Peace to the saxophone, just I stand alone. Don't fuck with no puss, leave your ass in the dust. Your head will get bust, now that shit you can trust. Nobody can do this better, man, I am the old veteran. Let's keep this shit together, man, New York to the Netherlands. With no questions asking, I'm the main attraction. Complete from the street, bring the heat with no fraction. No good up or what up, I spit this thing right. No what or but I keep my lyrics tight. No double time or double rhyme, just stick to the facts. I'm holding my control, mind, just kick your boom back. Say peace when I rock, no peace when I stop. Peace to the gods and earth, peace to Tila Rock. Yo, peace to the universe, peace to the civilized. Knowledge, knowledge to the ones who recognize that third eye. I'll break a nigga's pride up to shred, that's a sport.
Yes indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Shine on the HILL Top Radio Show. What that is, Hilltop mother.
Shut your mouth.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me?
Oh,
well what that is,
Hilltop. Hilltop Radio.
All right, welcome. It's Monday already right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in, everybody that's tuned in, and everybody that's getting ready to get tuned in here tonight on the Hilltop Radio Show. Let's get the cast over, the crew, the all-stars. Scrap Lover, no other. Welcome to the show.
Bro, what had?
All right. He ain't on the radio, boss. The next, our newest addition to the radio, Mr. Grip. I got to find another name for you. For the radio. I'll have it for you before the night's over with.
Yeah. Lord.
What's up, everybody?
And Queen Missouri. I'm not calling her Miss Missouri no more. She deserves the title of queen, and she's going to get the title queen here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Queen Missouri is in the house. What's up, queen?
Hey, 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 guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, queen?
Hey.
Well, you're putting up with three hard heads tonight.
That's all right. I don't mind.
Okay. Just letting you know.
It's all right. I'm used to this now.
All right, all right, all right. And again, make sure you guys keep Nazori's, Queen Nazori's family in y'all's prayers. You know, she goes through a difficult time losing a loved one, a close loved one, you know, around this holiday season time, too. So it's going to be kind of rough. So, like we said last night on the show, we here for you if you need us.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate you guys
so much.
Definitely
keep you uplifted, sister.
Thank
you. Yeah, we're coming in numbers, damn it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. And the latest one to the bunch is Grip man. I know we didn't have much to talk about with you last night, man. Tell the listeners tonight a little bit more about you, man, so they can get familiar with you. So they can start following you, and when them girls start getting you in your inbox and everything, don't blame that shit on me.
Blame it on him.
I'm David. They call me Grip the Keeper. I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana. I love music. I love writing. I love recording. I love performing. I love writing books. I've written like several books, and I'm working on trying to make something happen with those as well. But, all right, that's me.
Where can we find the books?
They're not out yet. That's why I said I'm working on getting some done with them now.
Okay.
Yes, but they some sexual. You got some sexual books coming out.
I do.
It's nothing wrong with that. Hey, you know, everybody's got imagination, so it's fine.
The bucket naked type books, right, Grip?
Well, they're the best books you've ever read. I promise.
Okay.
There you go.
Right,
bucket naked. All
right.
In the book.
I love a good book.
All right. I got you. I don't disappoint. I promise you.
Told you.
Good night.
Told you those sexual books are gonna be the ones go with you over.
I'm right. Exactly. Every time.
Everybody got a freak in them. Believe that.
And these books gonna bring it right out of them.
That's right. Somebody say they ain't free. They a motherfucking liar.
Right.
And a true stadium.
You really are. Exactly.
Shoot. Even 70 year old couple still getting freaky. I don't hear that shit. You don't get
right.
freaky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell, my mama's 70-something. She got herself a boo. She gets free.
Holla, mama.
And she got herself a youngin. He damn near my damn age. He in his 50s.
She can't damn have right. nobody her age. She wants somebody that can
no
have a
comment on that,
cuz. I told him when he came pick my mama up. You know, to take her, you know, she'll be going again for a month, stay with her for a month. I said, boy, you got yourself a cougar, nigga. You got yourself a grizzly bear.
Damn.
4 and 11. I said, you good? You're like, yeah. I said, you got condoms? I got some condoms.
Like, stay out of my business.
Yeah. Hell yeah. My mom said, boy, watch your mouth.
See them bear, claws on the bear claws on the wall.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Lord Jesus. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
I
man.
I think your neighbors. Hey, sure. I think your neighbors know my name.
Oh my Jesus Christ! Oh,
oh man!
You ain't shit, crap.
We already know that.
That's some shit right there, boy.
Right. Who wants to even have it in their image?
That is embedded now.
He brought my mom back. He changed his name to Cherokee. That's okay. Cherokee Indian.
Okay. Oh, man.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah, man. Don't forget Thursday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We finally landed Mr. Jimmy Brown of Brick and Mr. Curtis Ripple. Mr. Curtis of the group Ripple. Both of those cool brothers will be in the house tomorrow. I mean, Thursday night with us. Thursday night.
Awesome.
Here on the Hilltop Radio Show.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. Let's do this. Let's get into a quick old school jam from back in the day, and we'll be right back right here on the Hilltop Radio Show, y'all.
Shots I got big lips to handle ball.
Uh-huh.
Put it on Tim like a porno star.
Uh-huh.
Run back the tape in the VCR.
I'm coming, baby, like the big black kahuna. I wish it would have me just a little sooner. Now rich like silver spooner. Spooner. Now here's the now I got your moon. I wish it would have did that 2 years ago. Let me feel the body hit the skin, yo. Now you see a brother making a little dough. I really hate that mess, but I love you, yo.
Longo, make all the Luciano and girls with condo, Chanel with Gasano. Girl, my persona, I share like Sonny Bono. Black and white keys, lay girls on my piano. Me, Missy, and Timbo, rap at any tempo. Huckleberry, Sam, Magoo, the South Tempo. Caught up in my lingo, B9, girl, I'm bingo. Help, I see a Beetle, cool out, that's only Ringo. Missy sang a Django as I commence the tango. Genuine riding on a pony, put Moni in the middle. Check the riddle, got the girl, can't hot a little. Thinking that she dying when you only just a nickel, take a pickle, cause your man pickle green and ridicule. Maggin' too old from down south and nickel. Black house shoes, my cane go to match. Pimp crap game, take all your scratch. Girl, I'm the P, see me on TV. BB, hook me up with your girl CP. Female, looky here, I'm Chip, you dare. Let me get one kiss, just don't go tell. You so absurd, I thought you heard. If you don't know, the bird is the word. If the bird, 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 the bird is the word. The bird, 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 the bird is the word.
Don't stop like this.
Stop, pages hot mess when you need a fix. Big girls don't cry, we take all of it. Doggy style like George in the parliament. Feel me now, see my lovin' got you bed struckin'. Head is stuckin', the pillowcase suckin'. Shanta still handcuffin'. It's me and you, cause I'ma rock it all night. You can go fast or slow, but I'ma tell you when you get it right.
Look at you, girl, talkin' trash. Now I come around and swing that ass. Think you been over, backwards. Call me master, have you seen Tim? Do it faster and faster. Now I'm the man with the power. I get calls 15 after every hour. So don't try to take it personal. Get the cash, now you got to go up.
Love to love to love ya, love ya, love ya.
Welcome back to the Hilltop. That was Timberland and rest in peace, Magoo. We lost that brother.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, big time, high producer and artist as well.
Right.
We lost a lot of artists, you know, 2023. And a lot of good, talented artists. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we last night we asked for improvement for next year. Let me ask y'all one thing. You know, Christmas is around the corner. We do have kids, young kids, grandkids. Y'all think Christmas is hype, overrated?
I think so. I mean, you know, for what people are celebrating it for, I should put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's all about gifts. Kids don't really appreciate much of anything. It's like, give me. Like,
yeah.
I've seen somebody's Christmas list. The little boy had a Lamborghini on there. Excuse me? You want a Lamborghini for Christmas? Like, what? who is setting you up for these expectations? Excuse me. Like, I was blown away. Like, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he did have that one kind of messed up on there.
Yeah, like what? But I mean, you see all these struggling people out here, right? Trying
mm-hmm.
to make it, make sure their rent is paid or mortgage is paid, lights, you know, water, gas, all these things, car insurance, you know, car payment if they have one, whatever. And then also the jobs don't want to pay enough or the jobs want to, you know, cut hours. And then you have Christmas on top of that. Goodness forbid if you have a birthday in there somewhere, you know?
But, you know, some people go broke just to entertain Christmas. They won't
right.
pay a bill, you know, let your bill, you know, just to rent, just to make sure that the kids have, you know, that expensive Christmas. You know, I remember, you know, a little part of my story that a lot of you guys don't know. I was raised in a foster home.
Oh, wow.
And, It was no such thing as a Christmas.
Mm.
We went to, I remember the lady taking us to the Goodwill.
Mm.
And now this woman, she was getting paid good by the state back in the 70s.
Right.
It was 13 of us.
Oh, wow. So she was getting banked.
She was getting banked. And we would go to the Goodwill and pick out three things, and that was Christmas.
Wow.
I mean, back in the day, we had a grocery store called AMP. I don't know if you guys ever heard of AMP.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
No.
And back in the day, AMP used to sell, you know, T-shirts, underwear, sneakers, you know, just about
everything,
every damn thing. And that's where we did our or school shopping was, you know, or socks and stuff was there, and the clothes was Goodwill.
Wow.
And back in them days, if you wasn't wearing Pro Kids or Converses, you know, Nikes were there, but Pro Kids was the top shelf sneaker back in those days.
Wow.
If you didn't have them and you wore something other than that, they were considered Bobos.
Right. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
And,
before.
And they even had a song for Bobos, for people that wore Bobos. It was good like this. Let me see if I can still remember it. Bobos, they make your feet feel fine. Bobos, they cost $1.29. Bobos. You're wearing Bobos. Yeah, I remember them days, man. Yeah. And I don't even think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't even think a tree was ever put up.
That's how it was in our house. We never had a tree. My mother would go to Catholic Charities or one of those organizations and get toys. Just so we could have something, you know, and you know, you put a list together. Oh, it's like get a list. What is the purpose of putting a list together if you're not going to follow the list, especially if it's in, you know, you see the toy commercials and stuff like that. And then you see your friends, everybody's got the latest, you know, doll or whatever. Cause I was really into dolls back then, you know, and it's like, that doesn't happen. It's like, what is the purpose of making a Christmas list if you're not going to even get one of the things off the list? You know, so.
What about you, Scrap? Coming up, did you get everything that you wanted? Did you have a rough Christmas, or your family was pretty good with you?
Our family was pretty good. I was raised by my grandparents. My grandfather was pretty secure in his employment and everything. So, you know, but they didn't give me everything I wanted. I had to pretty much work for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I'm thankful for the little bit I did get, you know. As far as how Pop's doing any dang thing, you know, I ain't had that kind of relationship, you know. So hey, but I don't have a complaint. My grandpa took care of me.
Yeah. It's what about you, Grip?
Oh man, growing up we knew not to ask for anything. You know, my grandma raised us as well. It was four of us and just her. So whatever we got, we were thankful for it.
Mm-hmm.
We understood. Like, but we always got good gifts, though. It wasn't asked for it. It was whatever you get, you get.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we look back on those days. I've talked to my kids about them days, and they're like, wow, Dad, you know, you come along, you know, you come along, you know what I mean? And, you know, so I try to make sure that my girls had what they wanted and then the grandkids.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I'm like that with my grandkids. My kids are grown out, like whatever. But the grandkids, yes, I tell them to make me a list. As long as they've been doing good in school, you know, doing what they have to do, I go ahead and I get them everything that's on their list. So, you know.
That's good.
You know.
Now, are these the kids with your husband, or are these your kids outside? Are these kids with your husband?
Oh, no. He's got three, and I have got four. So, you know, we met later on in life after all my kids were done. We were done having kids. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay, cool. Nothing wrong with that.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, like, man, we go through stuff in life, man. We try to make a difference with our kids and try to explain to them that, you know, everything that you're getting now, you should be consider yourself lucky.
Very.
This shit nowadays, right. We ain't had no damn cell phones.
Hell no.
I think we got Atari. We didn't get the Atari system until my grandparents was the ones that came and got me and my brother out of foster care. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, it's always something. Yeah. Let's get to another jam, y'all. We'll be right back. Queen Missouri got the first question of the night. She got 2 minutes and 33 seconds to think of something. We'll be right back.
Who am I asking a question to?
Just come up with a question. You ask the brothers. Yeah.
I gotcha. All right.
Said he'll be back. He'll be right back with us. So it's just me, Queen Missouri, and Scrap Lover, and DJ Sean. Talk to us.
All right. So my question, when I was listening to you guys, it sound like most of you guys are raised by your grandparents, right?
Mm-hmm.
At any time during those times, did you ever? Because I know holidays probably were like the worst. Because I know for me it was the worst. Because my grandmother raised me until I was 10. So like. The holidays for me was the worst. Did you guys feel like the holidays around holiday times, you know, when you really wanted to see your parents, if you, you know, knew your parents, like, you know, that you wanted them around, excuse me, or was there like a reason that they weren't around? I'm not trying to, you know, get too deep, but, you know.
Go ahead, Scrap. I'll let you go first, brother.
Well, as far as my mom, my grandparents raised me, but my mom was young when she had me, so it was like they took me from her. And I was raised alongside my mother.
Okay.
So, but as far as my pops, this cat lived like about 4 or 5 blocks away from my crib, and shit, it that man didn't have the slightest interest in,
damn,
you know, in a relationship really with me. So, you know, but you know, it's, you know, yeah, I the holidays was cool for me, you know.
Yeah.
I, you know,
when you were a
cool
kid, though, when you were a kid, it was okay.
Oh yeah, I still got my old Bionic Man, $6 million man doll. I got him a doll, me action figure. Action figure.
Gotcha.
Doll.
Action figure.
You said it right the first time. Oh, my
action figure, bro. Hey, bro.
Don't try to clean that shit up now, damn it. Oh man. know, my mom, how it happened to me and my brother, my mom worked two jobs. My dad was a bona fide alcoholic. And the bottle was more important to him than his family was. I remember some nights my mom fucking his ass up.
Wow.
My mom worked two jobs, and she left to go to work. I remember this like it was yesterday. And my brother was young then. I think my brother was still a baby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and my father left out the house and left us in the house alone. You know, back in the 70s, you had nosy-ass neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So those days, it wasn't calling next to kin. They just stuck your ass in the system.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened with us. We were stuck in the system. And then the lady that I was, I maybe was 1 year old, 2 years old maybe. My brother, he was still a baby, maybe a year old. Maybe no, I was two. I had to be two. He had to be at least one or something like that. He was still a baby.
Wow.
Just about.
That's so cool.
When my grandfather and grandmother fought for us.
That's so good.
81 is when she died. The foster mother died in 79. But we had to stay another couple more years before the courts awarded me and my brother to custody of our grandparents because they didn't want to send us on with another family and break us up.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So then, you know, and then my mother got remarried in... Shit, 82, 83, I think it was. And then my grandfather died in 86, and then we went back to our, 86, I was 16. And we went back with our mother because she had remarried. But my father, I didn't see him no more until I was, 30-something.
Wow. Like 15 years? That's crazy.
30-something. I was 16. 30-something. Yeah, 20, about 20-something. Yeah, about 50. Yeah, 15. And then I found out I had another brother because he was cheating on my mother. Well, you know, my father, he was a postman. So, you know, he was licking stamps all over town.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Making them special deliveries.
Right.
Damn right. Yeah. Signing packages and shit. Cash on delivery. And then he died when my half brother, well, I call him my brother, Justin. We ended up having a relationship because I knew Justin from the hood.
You
know what I mean? I knew him from playing basketball and stuff, you know, running the streets and stuff, because, you know, I had that time where I ran the streets and was part of gangs and, you know, fucking up and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember him.
Oh,
and
wow.
And come find out he was my brother.
That's crazy.
And then father ended up getting sick real bad, and my brother, he called me. He called me crying. I was like, man, what's going on? Why are you crying? What's wrong? Dad in the hospital, he asked him for us. I said, who in the hospital? He said, oh,
right.
I said, oh, okay. I said, here's Brandon, you know, my other brother. I said, here's Brandon's number. Maybe he'll come up there and be with you. I said, I'm not, Right. I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt to stop my life, to benefit him so he can, you know, his conscience can be clear when he,
right,
when he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And me and him got into it. And I told him, damn, if I must cry and shed a tear on nobody, they ain't give a fuck about me.
Right.
Me and my brother, to this day, we haven't talked to this day.
Wow.
And this was 2000, my dad died, 18 before COVID.
Wow. COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something he's going to have to understand. You know, your dad may have been there for him, but he wasn't there for you. So it's just one of those things. Like, your dad wanted to see you just so he could clear him, like you said, clear his conscience. That's not fair. Where was he all these other years? You know, like, no, that's not fair. So your brother has to understand that everybody goes through with their mind, they have to go through that for themselves. It's not something that he could just press on you and be mad because you didn't want to do what he wanted you to do. No, absolutely not. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That whole family thing. Oh, that's your family. I don't give. And I tell people this all the time because, like, my dad, he's one of those, oh, that's your family. If you're not treating me with respect or you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing as a family member, I don't care if you my grandma, you my mama, you my daddy. Like, no, I'm not going to put up with that because there's boundaries to everything. You know, you can't just go around
right.
just doing stuff to people. So I had to implant that into my father's head because, like, you know, my dad was not there until I was 18. And that was that was when my mom passed away. So he was like, oh, he has to step up now, you know?
So,
like, go ahead.
So your mom passed away when you was 18. Was your mom had cancer or something?
No, she didn't pass away when I was 18. She passed away when I was in my 20s. I'm sorry. But So my mom, it was in 2005. So I'd have to do the calculations because I'm old. Anyways, so she was on drugs really bad.
Oh, okay. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So her drug use, being around the wrong people, being abused and things like that, drinking a whole bunch caused her to have 4 brain aneurysms, not all at the same time. But as they progressed, as she went on, and the doctor kept telling her, stop drinking or you're going to die. And she kept using drugs, and she kept on drinking. And my sister found her in a pool of blood, in her own blood, at her house. And it's like, you know, her boyfriend's sitting there like he's just looking crazy. But we knew that he used to beat her. So, you know, if you have a brain aneurysm and somebody's busting you in your head, you know, it's likely, more likely that you'll die from that. And that's what she died from. You know?
Yeah, Tammy Terrell died from that, yeah.
So it's crazy to me. That's what my father was in and out because his mother is the one that raised me and my sister because my mother was drinking heavily back then. So they basically took us when we were very little, and we stayed with our grandmother and our auntie until we were 10. And then my mother, you know, came back in and did all right, whatever she's doing. But then she started drinking again as I was already grown at that point and already moved out. You know, her kids, my younger siblings, the one that just passed away and the other ones, they were all taken into foster care. You know, she never got them back, but you know, we're all close, you know, the siblings, you know, we all got back together, but it's just the fact that, you know, that my dad, he comes along and it's like, and I was pissed and I told him, I was like, you have no right to just come around now and think that everything's okay. Cause he was doing drugs in and out of jail, you know, just stupid stuff.
Yeah,
so that's why he was never
around. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just like, no, you can't just pop in when you want to. But he's been consistent for the, you know, since 2005, he's been consistent. He's been there. So that's a good thing. But I had to cuss him all the way out. And he looked at me like I was plum ass crazy. Like, is this girl really talking to me? And I was like, I don't care. Like, I need to tell you how I feel. And I broke it all the way down. Me and my father used to have drag out fights. Like one time we were so drunk, I took a hot ass grill and I threw it on his ass. Yeah.
Mommy, don't come to your house for a fucking cookout.
No s'mores and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that was only once, but you know, when you have that anger on top. I was angry. But I'm good.
You know, I think a lot of folks like Sean said, how your brother, you know, you and him ain't speak ever since then. You know, when my dad was murdered, but, you know, I'd already had embedded animosity, and it was like to go to his funeral. I went the first day, and it was like something just told me, why the hell was I going out there? And I was in like ninth grade. I was like, my parents were looking for me to go. I had dipped out the house and left. I didn't even care. I said, they'll either go or I'll come back about midnight, you know. I didn't even care to even be there. So, you know, folks don't understand. When you have that embedded animosity, you know, it takes a while. I think I actually just come to grips about maybe 5 or 6 years ago about issues with my father. You know, and I had to, that's something I had to learn and let go of.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn. We've all had a rough life.
Yep.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right,
though. I sent you some of your email, too, brother.
Well, okay. Let's get into another jam, and I'll be right back. Scrap,
yes,
sir. We know the women like doing this, man. Yeah, I'm sorry,
oh, yeah.
Missouri, but y'all like doing this sometimes with us brothers. I'll be right back.
Thank you. like this. I got your girl tripping, and you getting pissed.
Come on.
You don't understand what just happened, boo. You just realize you asked me dancing too. Check it out.
The dance floor about 400 degrees.
400 degrees.
She's all sweaty and she's dancing for me.
She's dancing for me.
Down, baby, and just let me see.
Let me
you
see.
Might be fooling them, but you ain't fooling me. I know you wet from your head to your feet, and I know that you a freak from the highest degree.
Come on.
So hey, hoochie mama,
yeah.
Shake your pretty mama. Girl, just you and me, we can go to the Bahamas. And you work my nerves and you rattle my brain. And you make me wanna kinda spin your chain. So won't you give it to me, and don't hold back.
Yeah.
Put it on me,
why
tighten up. Come on.
I hope you ready. I hope you ready, little mama. Just keep it steady.
Keep it steady.
I hope you ready, little mama. Just keep it heavy.
Keep it heavy.
I hope you ready, little mama. Just shake your jello.
Just shake your jello.
I hope you ready.
Shake your jello.
I hope you ready.
I hope you ready.
I hope you ready, little mama. Just hold it steady.
Just hold it steady.
I hope you ready, little mama. Just keep it heavy.
Just keep it heavy.
I hope you ready, little mama. Just shake your jello.
Just shake your jello.
I hope you ready.
Shake your jello.
Yeah.
I'm gonna spin that thing around and let me attack it. Now hold up. Let me break my template, mama, before you start backing it up.
Yeah.
Girl, you ain't lacking in the back, and that's a damn show. Let
yeah.
me see you wobble and bounce.
Now drive it to the floor.
Ooh, get on your knees, can you do it for me?
For sure.
Can you make it clap? Like it's applauding for me.
Yeah.
Now don't hold back, you done ran up on a freak. If I ain't know any better, I say you looking for me.
Looking
I plan
for
to
me.
Beat you like a heathen. With every morning and breathing. Give you what you need, and then like you've been receiving.
I
nail you like a hammer.
Yeah.
Slam you like a wrestler.
Sure.
Can I ask you, are you loving this one? Holla, yes, sir.
I hope you ready.
Mama, just keep it steady.
Keep it steady.
I hope you ready, little mama. Just keep it heavy.
Keep it heavy.
I hope you ready, little mama. Just shake your jello.
Just shake your jello.
I hope you ready.
Shake your jello.
I hope you ready.
I hope you ready.
I hope you ready, little mama. Just hold it steady.
Just hold it steady.
I hope you ready, little mama. Just keep it heavy.
Just keep it heavy.
I hope you ready, little mama. Just shake your jello.
Just shake your jello.
I hope you ready.
Just shake your jello.
Come on. Hit the wall and work and twerk and let me see them bitches wobble from top to bottom. Drop hollering, we wanna get this started. I'm about to get retarded, break it on down and show me that body. I want you working, honey. Show me that thong, we come get this money. I want you to freak me, mommy. Now don't fuck, girl, I'm horny. I want you to touch that frame. Spin the booty around, work that thing.
Yeah. It's about the Benjamins, you got me trembling.
Yeah.
It's for one night or will I ever see your ass again? It's a red light special, baby.
Yeah.
I took you to that level, baby. Want me to slow down over the pedal to the metal, baby. I'm not a player, girl.
Yeah.
I just crush a lot.
Uh-huh.
So back the thing up
yeah.
and come and give me what you got.
I hope you ready.
I hope you ready.
I hope you ready, little mama. Just keep it steady.
Keep it steady.
I hope you ready, little mama. Just keep it heavy.
Keep it heavy.
I hope you ready, little mama. Just shake your jello.
Just shake your jello.
I hope you ready.
Just shake your jello.
I hope you ready.
I hope you ready.
I hope you ready, little mama. Just hold it steady.
Just hold it steady.
I hope you ready, little mama. Just keep it heavy.
Keep it heavy.
I hope you ready, little mama. Just shake your jello.
Just shake your jello.
I hope you ready.
Just shake your jello.
Yeah.
Off the press, that scrap iron called Jelly.
I love it. I love it.
The stripper song.
I like it. Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
Right. Yeah, Jelly Roll.
Now, bro.
As you guys know, David, Derek, Sherman, the one that killed the Floyd brother up in. You guys know he got stabbed 22 times on Black Friday.
Mm.
What?
Wow.
Anyway, he got stabbed 22 times by a Mexican inmate that was a undercover for the FBI.
Wow.
And they asked him he killed him on Black Friday. And he said the reason why he stabbed him on Black Friday was to symbolic with the Black Lives Matter movement on Black Friday.
Ain't that something? That is something.
So karma is something when you think you least expect it.
She's a bad bitch, boy. Tell you. Be good to people.
With a set of hands.
Be good to people. I tell people all the time. Be good.
Grab it with a set of hands.
That's it. You touch your ass up. Karma
I'm trying to tell you.
Yep. Hey, we got another new one here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We'll be right back. Here's another new one. I forgot about this one.
Shoobop, shoobidoo, shoobop, shoobiwa, shoobop, shoobidoo, shoobop, shoobiwa, shoobop, shoobiwa.
Some grease is the word.
Yes. I wanted to bring it all the way back.
Yeah. What took that? Something different?
No. So one day I was listening to the radio, or I was looking at a post on Facebook or something, and I heard Missy Elliott was like playing around with the beat, right? And I was like, oh, that would be so dope to hear something like old school, like really old school. So mm-hmm. I told Maurice, and he, you know, made the music for it. And he got on it, and I got on it. And I mean, I only speak from what I experience and how I feel. So that's how I felt. Like, it's an old school love song type of beat, but I'm talking shit and dogging his ass in the song.
So your husband's on that as well, too?
Yeah, he's the one that's singing in the background when he's singing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, okay. He got a nice voice with him.
Yeah, he sings. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, I mean, that's what I'm talking about, talented artists. You guys come out with some good stuff, man.
Thank you, thank you.
Try to find one of Maurice's songs.
Oh, do you see You and Me Tonight? I don't know if you see that one. That's a good one.
I'm trying to find. I know you sent me some.
I think I sent you two. Acknowledge Me is a little, well, it's, you know, it's more on the rock and roll side, but he does all types of music, so it doesn't really matter. Excuse me. But You and Me Tonight is really nice, too.
You and Me Tonight?
Mm-hmm.
It must be a freaky song.
It is. It's very good, though.
Because she stayed on that one.
It's very, very good.
You're right.
It gets me in my feels every time I listen to it.
Where's Scrap go?
Well, I'm right here, brother. I think she might be the inspiration of that song now.
That's why she said that particular song three times. Yeah. I caught on to that
shit. I love
it. Yeah. I found it. I got it right now. I'm loading it up right now.
Yeah.
Me and you. Me and you tonight. Here we go. Upload. Yeah. All right. Let's do the Scrap. Let everybody know where they can follow you at, man, where they can listen to that booty music at.
Well, you can find me at Scrap Iron for God on Instagram, Carl Sanders on Facebook. Well, also reach me through New UNG Music with my boy Money Mike, who's a little down right now, but he'll be back up in a short minute. And he on the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the All-Stars.
All right. Quinn, Missouri, let them know.
All right. So you guys can find me on YouTube under Ms. Missouri. So MZN as in November, ZURI. All of my music is there. If you want for bookings, it's Ms.Missouri at MsMissouriMusic.com. Or you can find me on Ms. Missouri at Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
All right. All right, let's see if it's up yet. Yep. Booyah. Here we go, y'all.
Don't worry about a thing, girl. got you with me and you tonight.
What's up, baby? What you doing tonight? I wanna treat you to a wonderful night. Pack your bags, it's going down tonight. Don't worry about nothing, everything is on me. Let's ride. We gon' hit the highway straight to the ATL. Check right in to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. It's still early, go ahead and get dressed. We heading to Papa Doe. Don't be surprised, it's what I do. I thought I'd let you know. It's about 11 p.m., let's hit the town for a bit. It's Friday night, and you know the ATL gon' be lit. The traffic get a little crazy, we might get stuck for a minute. So while we riding, you can go on pop the top on that Henny. But I ain't gon' lie, you know what I would rather do. Take you back to the suite, cause all I need is you. Lay you down on the bed, it's just me and you. I got some freaking love things I wanna do to you.
We gon' have some fun, it's on me, baby, me and you tonight. I don't need nobody else but you, girl, it's me and you tonight. It's whatever, we can go to the moon, girl, it's me and you tonight. Don't worry about a thing, girl, I got you, it's me and you tonight. I just can't stop thinking about you, about you. I just wanna be right next to you, to you. Cause you're so damn fine, that ass looks so nice. I hit that ass all damn night, lick your body from head to toe. I don't play no games, I'm a professional. I'ma eat that thing up, down, left, right, round and round. I'ma have you so wet tonight, make you feel so good. I'ma break you out with this wood.
Not gone and hop on top and go to work, baby. Now flip that ass on over, I'm about to go crazy. Now lay down on your side, I'm about to get wild. You got a nigga paralyzed, just gone and have my child.
Girl, it's me and you tonight. We gon' have some fun, it's on me, baby, me and you tonight. I don't need no money but you, girl, it's me and you tonight. It's whatever, we can go to the moon, girl, it's me and you tonight. Don't worry about a thing, girl, I got you, it's me and you tonight.
As they say, what they say, Scrap, DJ Sean, play that one more again.
Bro.
What's up, baby? What you doing tonight? I wanna treat you to a wonderful night. Pack your bags, it's going down tonight. Don't worry about nothing, everything is on me. Let's ride. We gon' hit the highway straight to the ATL. Check right in to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. It's still early, go ahead and get dressed. We heading to Papa Doe. Don't be surprised, it's what I do. I thought I'd let you know. It's about 11 p.m., let's hit the town for a bit. It's Friday night, and you know the ATL gon' be lit. The traffic get a little crazy, we might get stuck for a minute. So while we riding, you can go on pop the top. top on the Henny. But I ain't gon' lie, you know what I would rather do. Take you back to the suite, cause all I need is you. Lay you down on the bed, it's just me and you. I got some freaking love things I wanna do to you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We gon' have some fun, it's on me, baby, me and you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't need nobody else but you, that is me and you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's whatever, we can go to the moon, girl, it's me and you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. Don't worry about a thing, girl, I got you, it's me and you tonight. I just can't stop thinking about you, about you. I just wanna be right next to you, to you. Cause you're so damn fine, that ass looks so nice. I hit that ass all damn night, lick your body from head to toe. I don't play no games, I'm a professional. I'ma eat that thing up, down, left, right, round and round. I'ma have you so wet tonight, make you feel so good. I'ma break you out with this wood.
Now go on and hop on top and go to work, baby. Now flip that ass on over, I'm about to go crazy. Now lay down on your side, I'm about to get wild. You got a nigga paralyzed, just go on and have my child.
Tell me and you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. We gon' have some fun, it's on me, baby, me and you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't need nobody else but you, that is me and you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's whatever, we can go to the moon, girl, it's me and you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. Don't worry about a thing, girl, I got you, it's me and you tonight.
Bringing it back,
yeah.
Yeah, all you gotta say is I'ma eat that thing tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right, right. I love that part. I'ma eat that thing up, down, left, right, round and round.
Wait, don't stop.
This is red.
That's my shit.
Hey, John.
I love it.
I just got one thing to say about this, bro. Missouri.
Yes.
Your husband a freak.
Yes, he is. Absolutely.
I ain't mad at this girl.
Hell no,
he's so damn vivid. I sat there like, God damn, I could actually see this shit.
Exactly.
So pornographic.
She texted him on the second time. What you doing? What you doing? Where you at? You in the cave. I'm coming down there on the cave. I'm coming down the cave.
I like that, man.
Yeah.
That's nice, Steph.
Yeah.
And he said, yay, yay, yay. Come on, girl.
Yeah.
I said, come here, girl.
That man said, let's go half on this baby. That man
right,
was serious.
Right, right. Half on the baby.
Let's go and rub one out now.
Yeah. Need to do a remix. I need to get you on there. On that remix,
mm-hmm.
So a remix, get your nasty part in there, you know, the part.
Yes, that would be great.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hey, I got a song I'm trying to finish up with Marche called Panties and Patron.
Oh, shit.
Nice. Panties and Patron.
Yeah.
Damn, I thought Charlotte was in the... I thought Charlotte was in the South, but damn, I need to go no further south to get the freaky, to be with the freaky leaks.
If only you knew.
Jesus.
Shit. Oh man, that's a. And your husband is very talented, and
thank you.
We're gonna have him on the show the 11th Monday night. December 11th, he's going to be on the show. Go ahead and prepare him now.
Yes, because he's going to be like, what the fuck?
That's right. We're going to say that song for last.
Nice.
We're
going to
say that song for last. So when we get that song, go ahead and I mean, you got a week to prep it. You got a week.
I got
to
do some heavy prepping too.
Yeah, right, because you know DJ Shaw's going in on that ass.
I know. Ooh, yeah, I already know. He going to be so shy, like looking like, oh, my God. Just talk now. Just talk.
Yep.
Bar warning. Let him know we're getting in the business.
Yes.
Yeah, did it.
This should be very interesting.
We have to know where his hands is at all times when y'all in the studio. Is it
I
on
just
the
need
board?
You to keep clapping, brother. Keep clapping.
Yeah.
Is his fingers on the board or the other board or the motherboard?
Motherboard.
Now, where is he turning the volume up on? This board or the mother or the backup
right.
board? That ain't the backup board,
Lord
but the motherboard. Yeah,
bruh.
Yeah, I mean, we like, hey, bro, you know what I'm talking about? Flipping it over, rubbing it.
Right.
Like
right. I'm trying to tell you. He brought it all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Zoria, right now, you can feel her brain clicking over there. She's up to some... You know, she's up to something for tonight. Yeah. Should have texted three times, wake up.
He is awake.
I'm going to be home in 20 minutes.
He's here. He is
oh,
here.
Shit.
He's
look,
watching
look.
Wrestling.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you can really lay the smacking down on that ass.
Hey, just sent him a text. I suggest you go on and get your stretch on.
Lord
hell yeah. These niggas over here on the hilltop got me wanna power slam your ass.
That's how he gonna be too.
See like that? Missouri get ready to put that boy in the figure four. Now it's time to go to school. Woo!
Yeah. Nah, bruh.
Time to go to sleep.
Oh shit.
That was, yeah. Okay, mine cut off.
Oh, Lord. Man, we'll be right back, man. We'll be right back. We're gonna squeeze it up a little bit, y'all.
Get up with DJ Sean. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Cause he got it going on. Get up, get up, get up, get up. You will enjoy the show. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Hilltop Radio. Get up with DJ Sean. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Cause he got it going on. Get up, get up, get up, get up. You will enjoy the show. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Hilltop Radio.
You gotta get on now
to DJ Sean in the morning. Get up with DJ Sean.
Get on down,
yeah. Cause he got it going
on. Got it going on.
Get up, get up, get up.
Oh yeah.
You will enjoy the show. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Hilltop Radio. You know you gotta get.
So that morning show is starting next month, and I'm bringing back, a lot of people ask me, so I'm bringing back my noon show from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m., and I just did that. Here is this.
Hold up, wait a minute. I want to talk to you.
Next month as well, Wednesdays. Yeah. I got comedians. Man, the show is going to be morning show and that noon show on Wednesdays. That's going to be a hot show. Watch. It's going to be a lot of music. It's going to be, you know, current events, you know, debates, things like that. I got comedians, man. I got two of the best comedians that are going to be coming on. One does an awesome. I'm still trying to find the show where he did. We were scrapping the story. We had this girl on. They do the big hair show in Baltimore, and then it was another big hair show that goes on out there in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Scrap, and I had the lady that organized that on the show,
yeah,
with the girl that helps organize the Brennan Brothers in Atlanta with their show, and both of them were all there. And this fool calls in the show and starts talking like Martin Luther King. And he did the whole "I Had a Dream." But he did it. "I Have Weave."
Oh my!
Man, that show.
I want to hear that.
I gotta find it. I've been searching for it. I can't remember the exact lines, but Yeah, man, he did I Have a Weave, man. One girl from Baltimore said, she said, y'all niggas crazy.
Yeah, because that would have been like, what?
So I've been looking for that show, man. I'm going to go back to my ways of doing shows with I did a domestic violence show, man, where I had one woman on there. She didn't go through domestic violence, but her mother did. She said her mother's boyfriend, he got to the last point where he killed her.
Oh, my.
She said that he stuffed everything that he could stuff inside her vagina.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's evil.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we have shows on, you know, going shows on current events, you know, things like that, debates, mm-hmm. things like that. You know, mainly, getting people on board or what's going on,
right?
In the world, and I would bring like lawyers on, doctors on, we'll talk about authors will come on, you know. Well, of course, you know, I don't have to do the love stuff anymore because Patricia, her show's on Wednesday nights, and that show's doing real good.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Doing real good. And I have fun over there. I learn a lot. Mm-hmm. Education, we're going to be doing gun lady in Connecticut, and she was in in D.C. and she met with the president and everything on gun control in Connecticut, mm-hmm. where her son got murdered.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was 21. She lives down here in North Carolina. Actually, her husband was one of the lead singers for Blue Magic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so getting her set up to do some stuff in Miami at the Dade County Juvenile System my uncle works at. So getting some stuff done. Yeah.
Nice. It's needed, that's for sure.
Truly.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Let's see here.
Really need it.
Oh, yeah. Trying to find another song. We'll be right back, y'all. Seen in about a couple of months now, but because I welcome We got to build her name back up here on the hilltop. So, Raspberry, welcome to the show.
Hey, girl.
The aliens brought her back.
No, don't do that.
Yeah.
Hey,
Scrap, we
got to my sister. Don't do that.
Scrap, we got to introduce us, Raspberry. They don't know her about that.
You
got to
reintroduce us, man.
Yeah.
Let me find out y'all miss me.
Oh, we got to reintroduce her as Double Chocolate.
It's been a minute. How you
what's
doing?
What's going on?
What's up, Rob? I am great.
Give me a purr, baby. Give me a purr. All right, there we go.
Nah, Scrap, that ain't how she do it. Put some more into that shit.
Roll that tongue.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Y'all ready? This is Double Chocolate.
There it is.
Yes.
Now, how that going across the ball sack? Yeah, boy.
Oh, my God.
He actually stopped the music. Y'all so silly.
It's like a breaking news.
Hell yeah.
Right.
Just in. I looked up at the board, saw this number pop up, didn't realize it. I'm like, oh, damn, I got to introduce her as Raspberry. We forgot. We got to reintroduce her as Double Chocolate, y'all.
I am in the building.
Yeah, so you was in the ATL. Tell us, I know you've been there before, and tell us your experience.
Yeah, I went to the AMG Awards. My girl Izzo, she brought it back, best rapper. Yeah,
nice.
And she was among only female among a bunch of men. And
wow,
that.
That's fantastic.
So that's but yeah, you know, ATL is nice. My stepkids live out there.
Okay.
But this weekend was really nice. We was out there at the DoubleTree at the hotel over there. I think the Friday night they had some kind of party. We went, the before party or whatever, we went out there at the place called the Atrium.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Saturday was the award show, and then Sunday they had a big brunch at the DoubleTree. Ice performed there. It was
nice.
Magic One, and this call... LJ. When I tell you that girl sang that building down.
Nice.
She sang that building down. That girl could sing. So that was three power singers that was there. So it was really nice.
Awesome.
It's really nice. So we'll be in Houston for the ZBT Awards Sunday. And, of course, your girl had that beautiful red dress on, so you know I'm about to kill it in Houston.
Put on your red dress.
All right.
Put on your high heels.
And I had it on. And my pig wig. Y'all seen I had that afro, huh?
You was looking good, girl.
Uh-huh.
You was looking real good.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome.
She was all right.
Man, stop.
Stop it, boo. I was a showstopper.
She
in the room, everybody stop. Don't do her
she,
like that.
You're right, don't do me.
She aight.
Look, I was a quadruple chocolate out there.
Yeah.
Don't know what to do with all that.
I know that's
good. I forgot all about it, honestly, until, you know, you hit me. I was chilling. I looked at the photo saying, I was chilling. I was laying out on that motherfucking couch watching something. She called me. I said, what the hell you want? Where you want? I mean, I'm like, what you want? They never called me like that. It's been a long, 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 long time. I got a call on a Saturday. Oh, y'all
like,
don't know.
What the fuck did happen?
From Raspberry.
Damn.
He did it. And you should have seen his face when he answered, like, what the hell going on?
Yeah, I was shocked as hell.
Like, is everything okay? Is there an emergency?
Or, like, he saw a ghost. He had to make sure that was me.
Damn.
Or, as they say, did I get butt-dolled? Because all that damn ass, boy, I probably got butt-dolled 20 times.
That's what he said about
Ice Doll. Ice Doll. I said, I ain't going to say, I said, you brought them yams to the ATL, girl. See them through the damn, I saw them yams scrap through the damn cover.
Hey,
she was bundled out.
She was bundled up. I spotted them damn yams, boy. That's the first time
I know you did,
I set my eyes on the ass.
It's so funny because when we walk by, you know, side by side, you know, we friends, people didn't look and they don't know which one to look, who to look at.
Okay.
Damn.
Ooh-wee. Excellent. Damn. That's a, let me take a hit real quick on that one.
Yeah,
that's a lot of ass right there.
It was astronomical, huh?
Yeah, right.
Damn.
That's what that.
Uh-uh.
Don't I had him grabbing me by my arm, talking about come see him, like, I don't know you said that.
Right.
Look,
you gotta be careful out there.
Right? Mm-hmm. But be funny, be the ones you know you're not my type, sir. Don't do that.
Right.
No,
get
no,
the fuck
no,
over
no.
there.
Like,
I call Wendell.
The bold ones that know that they ain't getting no pay. That'd be the bold ones.
Yeah.
Trying to grab you by the hand and touch you all stuff. So
oh, I can't stand it. I hate it so much.
Don't do that.
Like,
yeah,
no.
I called Wendell thinking he'd be excited at double chocolate in the damn, and then the ATL, he got scared. He said, I got something to do, DJ. I said, he's scared. He talked all that shit.
He's scared.
Every time I talk to him, what Double Chocolate doing? What's she doing? And then she finally in the same city as him, and he ain't scared. Man, I'd have broke my damn neck to go around
right.
there.
Where she at? Where she
see
at?
See her. Hell yeah.
He ran for the hills, huh? He ran for the hills.
He made excuses and shit. Then he said, well, let me call and see where Jesse at. Nigga, he ain't just talking about telling
Jesse.
I called you.
Right.
I could call Jesse. I'm like, nigga, I called you.
Damn.
He didn't want that smoke.
No, he didn't. He was scared of it.
In the words of Smokey, he ran away. He ran away from that pussy.
Yes,
he didn't want that smoke. And I said, are we looking for a sugar daddy? He really didn't want that smoke.
No, right. He went to a whole different subject. Oh, man, boy. I said, this dude's scared. He right down there. He wasn't that far from her.
Damn.
I thought we could at least meet. I'm
right. He might have, girl, he probably would have passed out, child.
Oh, man.
Nah, but if Jesse was there, Jesse definitely would have connected. I know his nasty ass would. Oh, hell no. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got to be in person.
Oh, yeah. That dude cool. He cool in person. Double Chuck got you on here. This is... Missouri, well, you ain't been on here in a long time, so yeah. This is Miss Nazori's husband. Check this out. You're gonna like this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. We gon' have some fun. It's on me, baby, me and you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't need nobody else but you. That is me and you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's whatever, we can go to the moon. Girl, it's me and you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. Don't worry about a thing. I got you, it's me and you tonight.
What's up, baby, what you doing tonight? I wanna treat you to a wonderful night. Pack your bags, it's going down tonight. Don't worry about nothing, everything is on me. Let's ride, we gon' hit the highway, straight to the ATL. Check right in to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. It's still early, go ahead and get dressed, we heading to Papa Doe. Don't be surprised, it's what I do, I thought I'd let you know. It's about 11 p.m., let's hit the town for a bit. It's Friday night, and you know the ATL gon' be lit. The traffic get a little crazy, we might get stuck for a minute. So while we riding, you can go on, pop the top on that Henny. But I ain't gonna lie, you know what I would rather do. Take you back to the suite, cause all I need is you. Lay you down on the bed, it's just me and you. I got some freaking little things I wanna do to you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We gon' have some fun, it's on me, baby, me and you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't need nobody else but you. That is me and you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's whatever, we can go to the moon. Girl, it's me and you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. Don't worry about a thing, girl, I got you. It's me and you tonight. I just can't stop thinking about you, about you. I just wanna be right next to you, to you. Cause you're so damn fine, that ass looks so nice. I hit that ass all damn night, lick your body from head to toe. I don't play no games, I'm a professional. I'm gonna eat that thing up, down, left, right, round and round. I'ma have you so wet tonight, make you feel so good. I'ma break you out with this wood.
Not going in, hop on top and go to work, baby. Now flip that ass on over, I'm about to go crazy. Now lay down on your side, I'm about to get wild. You got a nigga paralyzed, just going in, have my child.
It's me and you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. We gon' have some fun, it's on me, baby, me and you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't need nobody else but you. That is me and you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's whatever, we can go to the moon. Girl, it's me and you tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. Don't worry about a thing, girl, I got you. It's me and you tonight.
Said, let me break you off with this wood. Hell yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn, she was purring on that.
Yeah. Got you purring.
Ooh, baby, I need that. I need that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's on our YouTube.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, under Maestro, M-I-S-T-R-O. It's right there. Yep, on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be on with us next Monday night.
I'm going to try to make a grand appearance.
Yes, make a grand appearance now. Make sure you do, okay?
I got you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, scrap. Oh, yeah, you got to start prep.
Right.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to start prepping him tonight for
I know already.
With double chocolates ass coming on there. Oh shit.
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Indeed.
Yes.
I like that. Ooh, it's me and you tonight. Yeah. Buddy. But I'm gonna need a repeat on that. He got some more music?
Mm-hmm. All on YouTube.
Mm. So send me that name again, girl. Let me go download some of these.
I'm going to put it right in the chat, girl.
Yeah, girl, let me get
it. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
All
right. Maestro. Yes, loud.
See, Scram, I'm using double chocolate, saying DJ Sean, you know what to do, but see, we dealing with raspberry, so she don't know.
Okay.
We don't know what she, you know what I'm saying.
Let me get. Well, you see, you didn't go around in the group, I don't know if she had paid her DJ Sean.
I had already played it once, yeah.
Twice.
Okay. Well,
twice.
Mm-hmm.
The third.
Yeah. You got to play it again. Well, okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not how double chocolate says it, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. Ain't that some shit? We got to reprogram her ass, too.
How about that?
We got to reprogram her.
Yeah.
Baby, what you doing tonight? I wanna treat you to a wonderful night. Pack your bags, it's going down tonight. Don't worry about nothing, everything is on me. Let's ride. We gon' hit the highway straight to the ATL. Check right in to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. It's still early, go ahead and get dressed. We heading to Papa Doe. Don't be surprised, it's what I do. I thought I'd let you know. It's about 11 p.m., let's hit the town for a bit. It's Friday night, and you know the ATL gon' be lit. The traffic get a little crazy, we might get stuck for a minute. So while we riding, you can go and pop the top on that Henny. But I ain't gonna lie, you know what I would rather do. Take you back to the suite, cause all I need is you. Lay you down on the bed, it's just me and you. I got some freaking little things I wanna do to you.
Yeah. We gon' have some fun, it's on me, baby, me and you tonight. Yeah. I don't need nobody else but you, that is me and you tonight. Yeah. It's whatever, we can go to the moon, girl, it's me and you tonight. Yeah. Don't worry about a thing, girl, I got you, it's me and you tonight. I just can't stop thinking about you, about you. I just wanna be right next to you, to you. Professional, I'm gonna eat that thing up, down, left, right, round and round. I'ma have you so wet tonight, make you feel so good. I'ma break you out with this wood.
Now go on and hop on top and go to work, baby. Now flip that ass on over, I'm about to go crazy. Now lay down on your side, I'm about to get wild. You got a nigga paralyzed, just go on and have my child.
Tell me and you tonight. Yeah. We gon' have some fun, it's on me, baby, me and you tonight. Yeah. I don't need nobody else but you, that is me and you tonight. Yeah. It's whatever, we can go to the moon, girl, it's me and you tonight. Yeah. Don't worry about a thing, girl, I got you, it's me and you tonight.
maestro in the house.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Thank you.
She over there texting poor Matt. I'm going to go ahead and get it in. He's going to be gone again. I said, poor Matt, you might as well go ahead and get it in because you go ahead, your ass is going to be gone again.
I'm not saying the whole weekend this weekend, though.
What you driving?
We driving. Houston is about
3 hours from you, yeah. About 3 hours. Yeah,
about
3 hours.
Hours.
Late,
yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, Houston about...
Slow down, invite her.
Mm-hmm.
They got an extra... They ticket game is like off the chain.
Yeah. So, we'll be there Sunday. I say, I gotta see what dress I'm gonna wear because this little red dress is nice. So, I'm gonna have to pull off something better than this.
Upstage your damn self.
Okay.
There you go.
I gotta do it.
Right.
I gotta do it. I got a cute green number, though. We got a little train on it with a big fit all the way up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. That sounds nice.
You say the slit go all the way up.
Yeah, you think that, like the slit in that red dress? Did you see the red dress?
Yeah.
Let me show y'all the red dress. Let me show y'all. Y'all should have seen it on Facebook, though.
I seen it. It was beautiful. You look gorgeous.
Thank you. I didn't get some good pictures because of that area, but let me
go back and look at that ass.
Somebody took
a
picture of my... on my phone.
Yes.
What is wrong for that? Let me see.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Some shoes too, girl. Oof, yes.
Might I have to outdo them and get me some blinged out shoes. Tony Terry did his thing too.
Okay.
Yes. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Put them legs about there. Bam.
Mm-hmm. And daddy. Mm-hmm.
So is Ice Dog gonna be performing out there this one here?
Yes. Yep. And she's nominated. Got my girl doing her thing.
Nice.
Yes, indeed. I've been checking her videos out. She's been killing it.
She is, and she got some. Yeah, she got about 4 or 5 songs coming out with some pretty decent name artists, you know. So yeah.
I told you, I need one of them acapellas. You need to let her know I need one of them acapella. So I can show what the Dirty South Bad Boys a remix do.
Okay. Oh, Lord, I can't put this picture in the group. Y'all almost got flagged.
Oh, what's doing?
Put it in there.
Right.
Yeah, y'all don't want to see it. Damn myself sometimes.
Yes.
What'd you say, sir?
You know what? You know what? We already heard you say it, so you might as well go and put it in there.
Right.
Y'all want it.
Yes. I was trying.
Y'all go to church.
Hey, it's Monday. Ain't no church going on today for us.
Right.
How y'all do this? Well,
you started
it. I know, but I almost got,
that
was
ooh.
Almost
ain't lacking in the back end at all.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Mm. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Flip it and rub it down.
Oh, no.
Yes, ma'am.
This dress is not.
Yes.
That was going to be a birthday dress. I'm like, oh, let me pull out the red dress since I'm going to throw on that little afro.
Yes, it was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, y'all didn't go. Okay.
Ain't getting nothing but ass. but ass. Oh, man.
And I wore this for the brunch.
Might have to go to Houston to the next show.
Yeah,
well, you ain't far.
True.
Distance for the brunch. selling that to the wrong person.
Mm-mm.
Thank goodness. See, I'm tripping, y'all. I ain't even smoke. That's the problem.
I'm about to ask you if you smoke.
No.
Nope. That's why she's not functioning right.
That's exactly why. Let me go roll me one. Because I've been sober all weekend.
Damn.
Can y'all believe that?
Mm-hmm.
I met this guy, y'all. His name is Cowboy Tap. Let me put his picture up in here. He got a song called I Have Two Horses, y'all. And then he has another song. I'm going to have them on the show, him and his brother. His brother's name is Sky Watley, I think. Them two brothers could sing.
Yeah, I know Sky. Sky been on our show.
Yeah, he said he knew you.
Mm.
But that's his brother, the one with the hat.
Nice.
Whoa, good Lord.
Wait, what you good Lord for? What I sent?
You ain't said nothing crazy, child.
Girl, you ain't looking
listen.
What I'm looking at.
We gotta school you, Zora. You can't be telling every damn thing now. Shit. You can't keep up on every damn thing. Shit, we gotta have some fun too. Shit,
I know. Go ahead, have fun.
I got it.
Night of the show, the Friday night when we came in, I only wore it for a few minutes. Yeah. I might get another wear out of that one since I ain't kept it.
Oh, that's
that
cute. Yes.
See, I was covered
Foxy Brown, Cleopatra.
Up.
I love it.
I can't believe your ass was covered. You ain't showing no skin. Damn.
I was covered all the way up. Yeah.
I can't believe that.
I did. It shows all the curves. It's really pretty.
Okay.
I was good. Kinda.
That's some shit.
But I had a good time, so I'm looking forward to Houston. Yeah, I'm going to tie it up in Houston. I think I'm going to do that green number.
Mm.
And my girl, Ice always outdo herself. Let me see what she had on. Who's that with? Me and her didn't even take a picture together, did we? Oh, there we go. Pictures didn't come out that green. Let's see if I get the other side. She had that. It was short on one side. This is telling somebody else. I don't know who that looks like.
Both of the titties just sitting right on up. Look at that shit. Blow the picture up, Scrap, so you can see.
See y'all. Oh. You know what I'm going to do? I'm taking pictures with men for us next week, y'all. I got y'all in Houston. You don't get us some of them men wasn't all that though. We got Force MD.
Jesus.
Tony Terry. I couldn't get a good picture with Tony Terry though. Let me see what I got. Probably just this one. I wanted a full body picture.
Yeah, Tony is getting old.
Guess what he getting into? Southern soul.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody jumping on that. Them right here too.
Force
MD. They got a Southern soul song out.
Mm-hmm.
Look, they had said no more pictures, no more pictures. It was like the lady in the red dress, come here.
Yeah, Stevie D. I know he was the one that said that.
Which one is he?
Stevie is the one with the hat, the beard.
Yep, the little brighter one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that was him.
Yep.
Yep, that was him.
Yes, I DJed his birthday party back in Ebbison, New Jersey.
Okay.
Back in the day. That's how I met everybody in the industry, part of everybody in the industry. Knowing the right people.
Oh, yeah.
I got a picture with, here it is. Here's this is him back in 2016. That's me and him.
Oh, wow. Yeah, buddy. Yes, it is. Yeah, posted it a while back, too.
Yeah.
Or was it in here, in the group? What was Danielle's name, DJ Sean? Danielle,
Royal. Renee, Danielle Renee.
Renee. I met her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't take no doggone pictures.
Usually they call me, let me know that in Atlanta, half of them didn't call me this year because I stopped fucking with them.
Damn.
I said, damn, this is kind of funny. The only female from out of town that called me was Double Chocolate.
And look, they had a lot of people up in there. Somebody else hit me up and was like, you're Double Chocolate, right? And I'm like, oh, you know me, I ain't from here. It's like, I was on your radio show. Hilltop Radio. I said, okay. That's funny when people recognize your voice when you talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Oh, no. Wednesday night, we celebrate 1700. Sunday night. No, Wednesday night is the 1700th episode show on Hilltop Radio.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the same radio station. A lot of people can't do that on the same radio station.
Right. That's dope.
Well, again, you guys, thank you for tuning in and being part of the show. And also keep Miss Nursery's family and y'all's prayers. Her sister. I didn't know it was your sister.
Yeah, my baby sister.
Baby sister, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
They said she had brain damage. Was she get an accident?
Well, she given birth, like, so they had to do like an emergency C-section. When she went into labor, the ambulance didn't give her any oxygen, nor did they give her magnesium. When she got to the hospital, she coded, and basically she coded twice. My niece coded as well, and they ended up bringing them back to life. Whatever. My sister was in a coma. My niece was air flown to Miami, to the Children's Hospital. My niece is perfectly. She's okay. But my sister ended up coming out of the coma, and they were saying that she was brain dead. So she was showing physical improvements. She was showing improvements, you know, with her brain function or whatever. But the hospital was like, you need to just put her on hospice the entire time. They're negligent from the beginning. So after that, so it's been like a year and a half, but she was showing improvements, and basically she went to a nursing home because, you know, no one could really care for her as far as family is concerned. Mother's, you know, dad don't care. Mother's gone. Excuse me. So going back and forth from the hospital to the nursing home, she ended up, her nursing home was very negligent as well. So the hospital discharged her back to the nursing home, didn't tell anybody that she was being discharged. So she goes to the nursing home, and she ends up passing away because she was unresponsive. And I feel like nobody knew, like nobody was checking on her and all that time because she was on a breathing machine. So it wasn't like she could breathe on her own, you know, not suctioning her trach and things like that, you know, that type of thing. So, yeah.
Wow. Shit,
and
we
that's
go,
what happened. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The shit family goes through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking sad. It's really sad.
Wow. And also keep Double Chocolate's mother and y'all's, her mother as well. She just knocked cancer ass out again, Double Chocolate.
Yeah, she had lung cancer. Granted, my mama never smoked, never drank. And, yeah, she had lung cancer. She beat it in 6 months. They started the radiation treatment to honor, and the radiation didn't work, so the cancer came back. But it's my due, so I'm pretty sure she'll knock it out, and, you know, hopefully, you know, a couple of months, and maybe that treatment will work afterwards. So she's strong.
Oh, I'm glad she's getting better.
Yeah, so. Gonna do some candle light and some praying and some, you know, we gonna get it through. Our family gonna be fine.
Well, we're praying for you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Yeah. Doing what we're supposed to do as a unit. Yeah. Somebody's tearing their keypad up. Somebody sending a text.
Right, you hear that? Yeah, me and you.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna get on off here. Don't forget Thursday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We got Mr. Jimmy Brown from the group Brick, and Mr. Curtis from the group Ripple.
Yes, sir.
They will be our guests. Thursday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show, and also the journey that our own Scrap Iron is going to be on with these guys and completing his new song that's going to be coming out next year.
Awesome. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Get my 10%.
Yes, indeed.
Nah, I'm just playing, man. Nah, I ain't here to make nothing, man. I'm here to make sure you artists, man, are taken care of like y'all supposed to be taken care of. Yeah, and using resources that'll get you guys where you need to be at. Because if I don't do it, ain't nobody else going to do it unless you
pay
me. I
know that's right.
If you won't pay me, my Cash App is.
My Cash App is.
We got to reprogram her. Yeah, she all late. She all late with it and everything. Ain't she Scrap?
Double time.
We're going to have a conference call tomorrow at 12 your time, okay? We're going to get you reprogrammed.
Okay. Yeah, what y'all call that thing? An intervention?
Yeah, intervention.
Do it.
And show me how to burn the candles, because I'm going to put a little something in the corner for you.
Put a little gold dust on it for me, too.
All right.
I got you.
My mama going to be like, she passed away late. No, I'm just praying for her.
Damn.
I got you. Listen, when I come back, I'm coming back strong. So y'all be ready for my shit.
You can't say.
Be ready for my shit.
We can't blame it on drugs and alcohol. That's natural.
Right, exactly.
Damn.
Speaking of drugs and alcohol, let me go take me a shot and smoke me a good blunt before I go to bed.
I've been drinking the whole time.
Oh, damn. My ass is smoking all the
time. I'm sorry.
You know what? I might just act a fool and go live tonight. I haven't went live in a long time.
Oh, Lord.
I ain't going live.
I'll get ready to say, because I know one person is going to be all in your DM.
Bruh. Let me inbox you right quick.
I already know that shit.
Let's see. Damn, what's that name again? Yeah, that's the name.
Stupid.
No.
Let's get on out of here, y'all. You guys have an awesome night. Let's get on out of here with Lakonda Davies. I Know Baby Remix just for the DJs. You guys have a good night, man. Till Thursday night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, damn, I ain't even hit the damn button. Hold on.
You did it.
Betty Cat loves the DJs.
Catch the weed, I feel all your energy. Yeah.